Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by investor, speaker, and award-winning author, Natalie Torres Haddad. Natalie will share the tips and tricks of money management, as well as the story of self-made millionaires who have attained financial freedom.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. It's interviews with self-made millionaires, their tips, their tricks, and their tribulations. Today, I'm so excited to have not only just a self-made millionaire, but a mega millionaire, Hector Padilla, who you can learn more about information in the show notes, but wanted to just get right dive into it because we're at a festival, the Latina Fest, here at the Plaza Cultura in LA.
That's right, yes.
And so as you can hear, there's a lot of commotion going on. But the coolest part is that we're rolling in your Rolls Royce.
We are rolling in the Rolls, confessions of an entrepreneur.
Exactly. And we're kind of taking a little spin from Pat Flynn's and comedians and cars. You know, this is how you do it. You know, when you can, you do your best. So the first question I'd like to ask you is, do you remember that first check or cash that you got that made you change the reality of, wow, this is different than a 9-to-5?
You know, for me, I actually started early.
Okay.
So my second job that I did was, I was 5 years old, okay, 5 years old, and I was stuffing envelopes. And for every envelope that I stuffed, I made one penny. I'd have to do 100 envelopes to make $1.
Wow.
And I remember literally sitting on the floor and my back would just hurt from stuffing envelopes. And I realized that I did not want to do backbreaking work.
Right.
So that was my second job.
Yeah. At 5 years old.
At 5 years old. So I knew that I didn't want to do anything that was labor intensive. I wanted to work with this.
Smart.
To make my wealth and not do hard labor. I definitely didn't want to be digging trenches.
I like that. So you're working smart and not necessarily harder. Yeah.
Working smart. Yes. Okay. Using this.
Absolutely.
Using this.
And you obviously do a lot of not just consultation, but obviously helping other people become themselves self-made and successful. I mean, that's partly what you're doing here today at this festival. What is it that really, what's the passion behind that? As you know, obviously you're successful in your own right, but why do that?
So my core business is I own and operate a real estate acquisition and investment firm. So I focus on buying apartment buildings and commercial office space from $1 million to $25 million. That's my core business.
Smart.
But, you know, I continue to do that. But now it's part of like fulfillment. So what helps me bring that fulfillment is when I mentor or when I coach another entrepreneur and then they become successful. And that gives you another high when somebody calls you and says, hey, you know what? I just bought this apartment building. I never would have thought I'd be buying a multi-million dollar building. But with the techniques and the strategies and the mindset that you taught me, I closed my first multi-million dollar deal.
Wow.
So that gives me excitement. And that's what gives me more fulfillment.
And that's inspiring for someone like me and others that are starting out and just really trying to hone in on not just being successful in particular industry, but being able to help other people as we go along. I mean, partly this is why we do this podcast, is all of a sudden what happens when you meet people that are doing well or successful, not just financially, you start to meet other people that are doing same, and you connect them to that. And I think this is so crucial to have this, you know, type of talk.
It's like they say the secret to living is giving.
Okay, I love it.
So once you're successful, you know, making, you know, having another Rolls Royce or having another vacation home or another apartment building doesn't do much for you anymore.
Right.
But when you give to someone, whether it's coaching, mentoring, being on their advisory board, being on their board of directors, and all of a sudden they start to succeed and they start to create wealth, that gives you fulfillment. That gives you excitement.
I love that. And that just made me think, I have to connect you to Financially Fit Foundation. When you find people that care about what they're doing, the mission just spreads, right? And then all these people gravitate to you, and it's that law of attraction that comes with it. Was there ever a time that you thought, this is it for me, I can't do it anymore? Because people always think they see the end product and they're like, oh, that was easy for them. Obviously, that wasn't the case for you. You started off at 5 years old already getting paid to do envelope hard labor work, you could say.
Right.
Was there a time, you know, maybe before you got that first million or maybe after, where you're just like, I can't do this?
Well, you know, you're always going to have struggles. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's never, I interviewed a billionaire. And he said, you know, success is not a straight line. Everybody thinks like, oh, you just take off with success. It's not.
No.
It's kind of like you go up, you come down, you go up, you come down. But the point is, even though you're coming up and down, is to always be going up.
Right.
So you're always going to have challenges. You're always going to have struggles. As you start to create real wealth, you're going to have lawsuits. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's part of the game.
Yeah.
And so you just got to have the stomach to continue to push forward and surround yourself with the real good, strong core of people that are going to just support you and encourage you and tell you, you know what, keep pushing forward. You can do this.
Yeah.
So for me, that's always been my mother and my father. They have always been my best cheerleaders. Mijo, you can do this. Keep going.
Awesome.
Now I'm happily married, and now my wife is another one of my supporters of, we can do this. Keep pushing. We can do it. And obviously now I have my team, and my team is always encouraging and supporting me. So I always tell people, you know, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with.
Oh, yes.
Are you surrounded by chimps, chumps, or champs? And surround yourself.
I like that. I'm going to have to write that one down. Check out the show notes.
Yeah. Surround yourself with champs.
I like that because, you know, and I love how you're saying your core comes from your family, and not everybody has that foundation sometimes. And, you know, like you're saying, we do get to choose our friends, and eventually we do get to choose our family. Like you're saying, you're surrounding yourself with those right people.
Right.
And obviously, it kind of makes me think of J.K. Rowling. Everybody knows her. She's known for the Harry Potter books.
Right.
And she mentioned a quote in a speech that she mentioned. She said, if you use your status and influence to raise your voice, to help those that don't have a voice, if you choose to identify with the powerless and the powerful, then you will create so many change and realities of other people that not only your family will be proud of you, but people, thousands and millions of people will celebrate what you're doing to change these people's lives. And obviously that's what you're doing with your wife, with your team. You're really growing something that can really help people. And being Latino and being Latina myself, that is a huge inspiration, because we need to see people that look like us, that have similar backgrounds. And I think that's a really key for so many, especially in today's political and just country environment where we don't necessarily get that positive influence sometimes. For you, also, obviously, you said you get inspiration by sharing your story.
Right.
Was there a certain tips that you, maybe your top two books or certain tips that really have helped you become where you are today?
So I've invested over $250,000 into my training, my education, and my mentors, okay? And I've read close to 1,000 books, literally, and listened to, gosh, I don't know, maybe like 700 audiobooks.
Wow, I have to get that list. That's awesome.
Okay, so I've done a lot of that, but I'll tell you what I've come away with. I'm going to give you guys the five things that you need to succeed in any business and in life. Okay, here's what it is. This is what you want to, these are called...
My festival, guys. Sorry
yeah, this
about
is,
the audio
festival
in the
background noise. All right, so hopefully it'll go away and you guys can still hear me. But these are the five things. Number one, you need to have strong self-esteem. Feel good about yourself, okay? Whether you're a little overweight or your ears are a little big or your nose is a little crooked, feel good about yourself by being a good human being.
Right.
Okay, so self-esteem. Number two is you need self-confidence. And the way you're going to get self-confidence is by mastering your business. Whatever business you want to get into it, master it. Learn it frontward and forwards. Know everything about it. And that's going to give you the confidence to move forward with that business.
Wow.
Number three is, what is your life and business philosophy? Okay. So for me, my philosophy is that no matter what, I'm going to succeed. In my real estate business, whether the market is up, the market is down, or the market is flat, somebody needs to buy real estate, somebody needs to sell real estate, and I'm going to put that deal together.
Yes.
So no matter what, my business is going to succeed, and that is my business philosophy. My life philosophy is the same thing. I am going to live an extraordinary life by design. The fourth thing you need is you need to take massive, skilled action with adjustments. Don't just take a little bit of action, okay? Don't go knock on one or two doors asking for capital or asking for business or asking for a sale. You got to take massive, skilled action with adjustments. Look at your business, and if you see that something's not working out, what adjustments do you need to make to hit your goals?
I like that.
The fifth thing you need is you need a mentor, someone that has been there and done that. So if you want to start a bakery business, find someone that's going to mentor you that has done the bakery business.
Yep.
If you want to get into the real estate acquisition and investment business like myself, find a mentor like myself that can mentor you on that. I've been there and I've done it. I've closed over $86 million worth of real estate for myself. Okay.
Wow.
Part of that number five on having that mentor, someone that's been there and done that, is having the right team. You need to have a team. The reason why small mom and pop shops don't make it is because, number one, they believe that no one can do it better than they can. So they're doing the accounting, they're being the janitors, they're being the cooks, they're being the servers, because no one can do it better than they can. The second part why they don't succeed is because no matter what you tell them, when you try to mentor them or coach them, is what do they say? They say, oh, I already know that.
Yeah.
I already know
their
that.
Their glass is too full already.
I already know that, right? And then they're wondering, why are they struggling? Mm. Why is it that 95% of businesses, right, of entrepreneurs, why do they fail?
Right.
It's because they already know that, and they don't get the mentor, and they don't get the team in place.
Yes.
So remember those five things, and that's going to help you succeed, but you're still going to be on that roller coaster, right,
yeah,
going up and down, but as long as you're always going up.
And I love how you're mentioning all of this. Obviously entails to what you said, key is mentorship. So for those people that are listening, you know, they're probably going through, like, what advice would you give for someone that's trying to contact a mentor? So let's say you're the mentor, obviously, and they want you to mentor them. What would you advise them to approach you, or how to ask you? Because I'm sure you get this a lot, where people, like you just said it, they want to learn, but they don't really want to learn. Or they just want your information, but they don't want to help you or give back or to do something in order to make it a mutual agreement to help, you know, help each other in that sense. Is there any advice you can give to
Absolutely.
Someone that wants to, you know, talk to a mentor or find a mentor?
Listen, guys, the fundamentals do not change. Business and life fundamentals do not change. Mm-hmm. I go by time-proven wisdom. There's this little book that you guys may know, okay? The book's about 2,500 years old, and it says three things. It says, seek and you shall find. Mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall open.
Yes.
So when you're looking for that mentor, it's not going to just be one person that you're going to ask, especially if they're super successful, if they're wealthy, if they're mega millionaires. You're not going to ask one of them and say, oh my God, yes, let me mentor you. Okay, you got to earn it.
Yeah.
And you got to ask with skill. And if they say no, reapproach, but ask with skill. And if they still say no, reapproach again, make an adjustment, yeah, and ask. But those are the things you're going to need to find that right mentor. And remember that, you know, the more they're successful in life, the harder it is to get towards them. And maybe they don't agree to, you know, mentor you full time, but maybe you do a mentoring lunch session, or maybe it's a 9-minute phone call.
I love that.
Okay, so whatever it is, it can just be a quick little mentoring session. One thing I would ask them is, what are the top 2 to 5 books that they recommend?
Wow.
What are the 2 to 5 audio programs that they would recommend? And I would also ask them this question, is knowing what you now know, what would you do different? And what are you pretending to not know? And see how they answer those questions.
I like that. Before we end, you're,
yes,
mentioning books and these resources. Can you give us 2 books that you recommend that maybe changed your life?
Oh,
your
God,
life?
I knew she was going to ask that. I just,
of course.
I set myself up for that one.
Of course. Because, and obviously, and then we'll talk about how people can contact you for the additional 1,000 books and many more that you can read.
I do have a book list, so if you guys contact me, I will give you my book list on different things. But, you know, that's a hard question to answer.
It's okay. And we'll keep rolling for a second, and there might be another video.
We're having a quick technical difficulty here.
The reality of life.
The reality of life just hit, but we're going to figure this out.
And delete a couple,
and we're gonna turn dust to diamonds right now.
Awesome. I think this exactly right. Live people. Okay, I already downloaded that one. This is what happens when you have a few.
This is called real life, and you make adjustments and you move forward, all right? All right, so we're rolling again.
Hey guys, we're rolling again. It happens. It got full from other videos. Had to delete, but back into it. So
right.
He was giving us our two books.
So the books. Okay, that's a hard question to answer. I was coaching a gentleman who is in real estate. He wants to be a real estate investor. And he was saying, well, what book should I take? And he knows everything about real estate. And he knows everything about accounting and marketing and everything else. And I said, you know what? You don't need another real estate book. You need a book on how to connect with people.
Yes.
Because you are just obnoxious. You think you know it all, and you're being what's the word I'm looking for?
Someone you don't want to be around. Anymore.
You just don't. We always say, when you meet someone, are they a vitamin? Like, do they give you energy and bring you up,
yeah,
or do you need to take an aspirin because they're a pain in the ass? He's an aspirin.
That hits the
not you.
So many people.
But
we know.
That guy was right.
So good.
I told
good
him,
to
you know, you need to read a book on how to connect with people and how to build rapport and how to communicate. You don't need another real estate book. So it's hard for me to recommend a book for you guys because I don't know where you are in life. I don't know what business you're in. But right now, off of the top of my head, I would say one is Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. And another great book is an old book, but you can still find it. It's called The Essence of Success by Earl Nightingale. Awesome. And that is just time-proven wisdom. So with those two books, you can't go wrong with those two.
I love that he mentioned these two authors because both Tim Ferriss and Earl Nightingale, huge, I mean, tons of books that will help you align what you need, right?
And
I mean, I think the Tim Ferriss book, The 4-Hour Work Week, really changed my whole aspect when I was right out of college. I'm like, this is brilliant. So,
well, but hold on. Let me talk about The 4-Hour Work Week.
Okay, we'll do the back.
I know Tim Ferriss.
Okay.
And let me tell you, he's never worked 4 hours a week, okay? So it's a great catch to sell the books, mm-hmm. and there's some great information in that book, so I do recommend it. But the guy's a beast. That guy works.
Workaholic,
okay, yeah. But he loves it.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. When you're an entrepreneur, and do you...
It's your podcast. We're back. This is what happens. You have to have multiple... Obviously, we have our recording, and my iPad just died on the storage. So he was giving us our very last tip.
So the last tip for the books. We talked about that. Anything else?
No. If actually, the only thing I'd like for the listeners to be able to... How do they contact you? What's the best way to find you on social media or whatever?
So you guys can follow me on Instagram. It's MyChairmanHP for Hector Padilla. So MyChairman, like chairman of the board. So MyChairmanHP. On Instagram, and my website is mychairman.net, and again, my core business is real estate acquisitions and investments, and I do teach an elite group. I take 8 students, and they come into my boardroom, and I train them for 3 full days, and I teach them everything I do from A to Z. So if you're interested in that, I basically call it the whole enchilada.
Love it.
Reach out to my office and we'll make contact.
And we'll have all this information in the show notes too. And obviously take a picture of his cool Rolls Royce. And since we're inside, you can't see all the details.
You can't,
in the
that's
back.
Right. But we are sitting in the Rolls.
We did the best.
Confessions of an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. And stay tuned. We'll do a Spanish one too. So for those that are the Latin speakers and just learning Spanish as it is, it's a perfect podcast for you. So thank you so much for being a part of this.
You're welcome.
And I think we're going to definitely need to do multiple episodes because he has I'm not just a wealth of knowledge, but the experiences that people need to hear. I always love the rag to riches story. I love the fact that people really talk about what they had to overcome as opposed to somebody that was just giving it.
That's
so
right.
Absolutely, we'll love to have you back. And once again, thanks for your time.
And as they always say, make it a great day.